This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iesoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Iowa farmland remains one of the most closely watched indicators of the state's ag economy strength. Even with falling commodity prices and tighter profit margins, interest in ground across the state hasn't let up. Farmers and landowners alike are keeping a close eye on what's driving the current market. We'll find out an update next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Farmland values have remained remarkably steady over the past year, despite tightening profit margins in agriculture. According to Tom Shutter, area sales manager and broker for Farmers National Company in Iowa and southern Minnesota, the stability is due to primarily one factor, limited land availability.
Yeah, so we take a look at, you know, our internal data, especially the industry data as well, and we're really looking at where we're seeing things shaking out with the supply and the demand. Values, as we've seen, have been holding steady over the last year, and that's mostly driven by the lack in supply in the first half of 2025. It was probably one of the lowest supply seasons in the last 10 years. Just that early May time period was very, very low in supply.
Shutter says in the spring of 25, we saw one of the lowest land supply periods in the last decade. While land prices did dip in 2024, the sharp drop in supply has played a major role in supporting the current value levels.
You know, in 2024, we saw a kind of a decrease in values, more or less. And so that really slowed down a lot of the folks that were on the fence. So I think that slowed the people that were trying to sell. To your point, though, the high land prices is definitely a factor, but I think just people saw that dip, and I think they put the pause button on, pumped the brakes a little bit, and then that coupled with the lower supply, I think, or that caused the lower supply.
Still, land values lag behind the broader commodity trends. Shutter pointed to declining grain prices, specifically corn, as a key driver of the recent shifts in the land market.
You know, the economics of farming in general, you know, we went from $7, $8 corn in 2022 down to, you know, sub 450 is where we're at now. And I think it lags in the land market from those grain prices. And I think that is the main factor, is just the profitability in agriculture being the main driver of that.
So in a market with more buyers than sellers, how can potential landowners stand out?
The opportunities are out there, and being aggressive and maybe not being scared to have that conversation. You know, some people see it as off-putting and will take it that way. But if you are looking to expand, especially as a young producer, I do think in the right context and promoted the right way, it's a conversation that you should have, because you really don't want to be in a situation where the farm has been transferred, the farm has been sold to a different party, and you didn't have the opportunity because you didn't say anything. And so I think that's, I guess, one piece of advice I would give to buyers that are looking to expand, is don't be afraid to.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.